Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, glory to your name, God. Hallelujah, glory to your name. Hallelujah, glory to your name. Hallelujah, we bless the Lord. Hallelujah, we bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. Amen. God is good. Hallelujah, and his mercy endureth forever. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, we say thank you, Jesus. We say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Yeah, glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord hath made. Hallelujah. We do rejoice and we are glad in it. Hallelujah. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, your name is great and your name is greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever, 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 and forevermore. Oh, taste and see that the Lord God, he is good. Amen. Blessed be the name of the living God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. We come to give God some praise on this morning. Hallelujah. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Hallelujah. To God be praise and to God be glory. To God be honor. Hallelujah. Where would we be if Jesus did not love us? Where would we be if Jesus did not care? Amen. Hallelujah. I am Dr. Alfreda. Amen. Out of Philadelphia. Amen. Just want to tell the Lord, thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For one more day. Amen. We want to welcome you to our platform this morning. Welcome you to our service this morning. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And to God be praised. Hallelujah. If this is your first time with us, amen. Let it not be your last time with us. Amen. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We meet on this platform 7 days a week. Glory be to God. I was talking with somebody. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Last night, who wants to, hallelujah, their organization wants to honor me. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. After we just preached the message on yesterday. Amen. Glory be to God. About open doors of opportunity. Amen. Hallelujah. But I told them, I don't even think about what I do. I just do it. Amen. Beloved, amen. We've been meeting on this platform every day for 11 years. Wow. Wow. Amen. All I can say is go, Jesus, go. Amen. Hallelujah. And I just want to thank him, amen, for using me and thank him for using you. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And we do give God the praise, the glory. And we do give God all of the honor. All right, all right, all right. Today is our Praise Wednesday. Amen, hallelujah. We do things a little bit different. If this is your first time with us, amen, and you might have heard, amen, through the grapevine that this is the place where you can come every morning and get a word, amen, to start you on your day. Amen, glory be to God, hallelujah. Well, he was right, amen. But today we do a little bit things, a little bit. Sometimes we do, sometimes we don't. Amen. On Wednesdays, amen, we like to open up the floor, amen, for testimonies and praise. Amen. We overcome by our testimony, beloved. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Sometimes we don't want to tell it. We forget to tell it. Amen. Glory be to God. But the Lord said you got to tell it. Amen. Tell what the Lord has done for you. Has God done anything for you? Amen. Glory be to God. Sometimes we wait for some big experience. You know, God saved me from a car accident. God saved me from a plane crash. All this is huge. Amen. But what about just from day to day? What about from here to there? What about from here to there? I was talking with someone, doing ministry with someone a couple of days ago. They said they had just left the heart doctor. And they said they had to go in for a test. They said because their heart is skipping a beat. Their heart is not a normal rhythm. Their heart a beat, then it'll skip, then it'll skip. Beloved, let me tell you something. You say you ain't had nothing to praise God for. How many skips you think it takes? Glory be to God.
I know some people right now, they're still in nursing home, still haven't recovered. Amen. What happened? They had a stroke. What happened? Their heart skipped a beat, a two. See? And our hearts beat, amen, without us even thinking about it. Amen. Glory be to God, beloved. And we don't want to tell the Lord, we don't want to tell the Lord, thank you. Glory be to God. Let me see something here. Okay. Every minute, beloved, your heart beats somewhere between 60 and 100 beats. A minute. Wait a minute now. Wait. We about to open up the floor, but wait a minute. Okay. So, all right, let's do a little bit of math here, because we're talking about giving God some praise. All right, so now, if it's 60 to 100 per minute, in one day, we have 1,440 minutes. All right, so let's do some math. We're talking about giving God some praise this morning. Okay, to wake somebody up. Like somebody, because somebody needs to wake up. All right, y'all know I'm a math. But I was majoring in accounting in college, but then I changed my major. Okay, so wait a minute, hold on. But I still love math. Like my mama. Oh, my mother can do. My mother don't even need a calculator. Okay, so you have 1,440 minutes in one day. Your heart beats somewhere between 60 and 100 beats per minute. So let's just go in the middle. Let's just go with 80. Okay, so you want to times that times 80. Beloved, your heart beats an average of 115,000 beats per day. All right? Per day. All right? Well, wait a minute. So, now, it's 365 days in a year. Your heart beats 42 million. My God, is that million? Your heart beats 42 million times a year. Wait a minute. I don't know how old you are. Okay, let's just go average, okay? Most of us, okay, a little bit. Let's just say 50. We're going to choose 50. Say you're 50 years old. Your heart has beat, what's that, million, trillion? What's that, billion? It looked like 2 trillion. Do the math. 2 trillion times if you're 50 years old. Without you even thinking about it. Hasn't skipped a beat. And you're going to tell me you ain't got nothing to praise God for? Without you skipping a beat. The universe has your heart beating while you're sleeping. Wait a minute, y'all. Hold it. This is 400,000. That's a million. That's a billion. If you're 50 years old, your heart has beat an average of 2.1 billion times. Still fresh. You are still donated to somebody. So this is what we're going to do today. Glory be to God. If you have a testimony, amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Just hit the number one button. Go in queue. Amen. Glory be to God. And we're going to open up the lines. Everybody take a couple minutes. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Before we do, amen, we had a reading. Amen. Our brother Reed, and I saw brother Reed last night. Amen. Glory be to God. And he's probably just worn out. Amen. Glory be to God. Let us continue to pray for brother Reed. Amen. Let me read a scripture. Amen. Before we go into our testimonies. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. God, I'm amazed at the numbers. I got to look at these numbers again. Ooh, I didn't even do it. Look, if you're 50 and your heart has beat an average of 2 billion. Uh, I'm older than that. I don't tell her how many times my heart done beat. Oh, my God. But, beloved, what am I saying? I'm saying, but all you need is your heart to stop beating. Just one of those, 2 billion times and it's over. All you need is your heart to stop beating one time out of the 2 billion and it's over. And you're going to tell me you don't have nothing to thank God for? Psalms 100 says this, beloved. Glory be to God. It says this. Hallelujah. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. For the Lord is good. For the Lord is good. And his mercy is everlasting. And his truth endureth to all generations. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. All right, anybody? Hallelujah. While I'm waiting on you, because y'all look, I could testify for about 15 minutes and give the benediction. Matter of fact, I can go longer than that. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he has done for me, my soul looks shouts out, hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he has done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Hallelujah. To God be the praise. Amen. All right. Amen. The floor is open this morning. Amen. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Nice and hear you loud and clear.
Oh, yes, 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 yes. In the wonderful name of Jesus. Father, I bow before you. I surrender all unto you. I know that you're God all by yourself. I know you gave us your wonderful Son, Jesus Christ, and the wonderful Holy Spirit, Father. And I thank you, God, for all the things you have done in my life from the beginning to the end, Father, which is still going on. And I thank you for that, Father. I can go back, look back, seek back, and you allow me to remember all that you have done. And you are the greatest. You're the greatest of everything in this world, Father. And I can go on like an energizer too, just like Devin Bradford and many others. All the goodness of you, my health and my strength, being 73 years old, and God, how you allow me to go to the gym. And as I go to the gym, 45 minutes every other day, that's 3 times a week, God, and just walking and just looking up. And as I pray and I go to the gym, I pray for other people, and thank you, God, for not even cheating on one part of it, God. That's what you set me out for, to take care of my body and me and my husband together and just seeing other people, Father. You are just the greatest thing. You are the greatest, Father. There is no other but you. And I just thank you this morning, God. I thank you this morning for my grandson, 27, 28 years old, just asked his fiance Friday at Penn's Landing. He proposed to her. And, Lord, just the feast of seeing them young people, hallelujah, Jesus, God, they was all around, and hallelujah, Jesus, and he saved, and his fiance saved, and, oh, God, so many things I know that you have put on his life, Father. I know it's his testimony, God, but I just stand here and stand before you, Father, giving you all the honor, giving you all the praise for the way his mom and dad just brought him up in the word, and oh, God, he do know the word, and I thank you for that, Father. I thank you for all the young people, all the prayers that went up this morning from Reverend Bradford, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus, God. She didn't miss a stone. You didn't allow her to miss none. And I stand in agreement this morning, God, that I will yield, I will bow, and My favorite song is I'm available to you, whatever you ask me to do in your will and your way. God, I will do it, God, because there is no other way, because you are the way, the truth, and the life. And I just thank you again for this wonderful prayer line. I thank you for your people. I thank you for my neighbors. I thank you for my family. I thank you for my friends. I thank you for my animal. I thank you for my house. I thank you for the birds, the flowers, the trees, everything you created and made in Jesus' wonderful name. And to God be the glory as we continue, like you said, to pray ye for one another. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. God bless you, Sister Gwendolyn. Hallelujah. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, so very good. For he is worthy, worthy, for he is good, so very good. For he is worthy, worthy, for he is good, so very good. For he is good, so very good, for he is good. So very good. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. And the line is open for your praise, for your testimony. Telephone number ending in 1376. Okay, let's move on to the next person. Okay, good morning, good morning, good morning. God bless you. Floor is open for your testimony, for your praise on this morning. Can y'all hear me? Okay. All right, just hit this. Okay, you hit the number one. When you hit the number one, amen, that says you have something to say, okay? So maybe you hit it by mistake, okay? So let's go on to the next person. We will get it together. All right. Good morning, good morning, good morning. The floor is open.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, good morning. Sister Kathy, how are you?
Oh, good morning, Pastor Bradford, and everyone on the line listening this morning. I'm just so grateful, mindful, and thankful for all that God has done for me, all that he's doing, and all that I know he's going to do. And I just thank and praise God. I was so happy when you began praying about the violence and situations that are going on. And I know it's not just Philadelphia. It's all over. And but God has control of everything. He sits high and looks low. And I just thank and praise God, knowing that in my spirit. And yes, we pray to keep our families covered and ourselves, and ask God to keep a hedge of protection around our children daily. And so I just thank God. On Friday morning, I couldn't get out of bed. My back had gone out on me, and it was excruciating. But I didn't want to go to the hospital, because I said, no, I just go over there and deal with the skeleton crew, so to speak, and then I'd just be angry with myself for going. So I stayed home, and I had, like, these rubs, and I rubbed down in this thing. It's called Voltaren. Voltaren? I'm not saying it right. But a friend of mine brought it over to me. And so I've been rubbing my knee and my back down in that, and I've just, like, been in so much pain. So thank God today I've been waiting to go and see an orthopedic specialist, and now this morning I'm able to do so. So I just thank God because he helped me to get through those days, and the pain began to get lesser and lesser. And I was taking the Tylenol for arthritis, which I do on the norm, but I'm also trying to be careful with that because it can mess with your liver. So I just thank God for where he has me and how he's dealing with me, but he's blessing me He's blessing me every day of my life, and I just so thank him. And I thank you guys also for being here, for letting me be, that you would hear me as I speak. I just thank and praise God for you. I love each and every one of you. And everyone, please have a wonderful, blessed day. God bless you all, and thank you. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. God bless you too, Sister Kathy. Amen. Thank God for your praise on this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. As we give the Lord praise, praise is what we do. Amen. And an attitude of gratitude. And it's not Thanksgiving, but it is Thanksgiving. Amen. Glory be to God. Isn't it beautiful?
Amen.
We can praise God, and it's not a holiday. It's not Thanksgiving. It's not Christmas. Amen. It is another day the Lord has made, and we are grateful. So thank God for your testimony on today. Amen. Be encouraged, and we're believing God for continual good reports coming your way. Amen. And coming through you. Amen. God bless you. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We see a lot of hands raised, but I opened up the lines. Nobody said anything. So let me see here. Let me go here. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. The line is open. Good morning for your testimony, for your praise. Telephone number ending in 2632. Okay, all right, long as y'all can hear me, all right, okay, maybe something's wrong with the system, it's raising everybody's hand this morning, all right, we're not going to be discouraged, amen, good morning, amen, good morning, the line is open.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Oh, exceedingly well, Sister Joanne, how are you?
I'm blessed of the Lord, I'm blessed of
amen.
The Lord. Amen. I thank God for waking me up this morning. Thank God I could praise the Lord. Thank God I could raise my hands. Just thank God for everything that he's done. He's just been so wonderful to me. Yes, he's wonderful. And it's wonderful, amazing how fiercely and wonderfully are we made. Thank you for talking about the heartbeats and how long, how, you know, wow. It's just mind-blowing. But we got a mind-blowing God. I just praise him and love him. I love him.
Yes.
I just want to give God praise. Thank God for what he's done. I was having problems trying to get on the phone and push the right button. So thank God I managed to get to the line right. I thank God for that.
Amen. And we thank God for that too, my sister. Amen. So good hearing your voice this morning. Amen. How you keep a smile on your voice at all times. Amen. And we thank God for you and your praise. Amen. Your gratitude. Amen. Unto the Lord. Amen. For all he has done for you and is doing. Amen. Thank you for sharing on this morning. Amen. We appreciate you.
And thank God for being part of this ministry. In the name of Jesus, I thank God for you.
Amen. Thank you. Amen. Thank you for being a part of this ministry. Amen and amen. We thank God for you. Amen and amen. All right, all right, all right. We see another hand this morning. Good morning. God bless you. The floor is open for your praise, for your testimony. Can you hear me? Telephone ending in 2420. Yes, good morning.
That would be me.
It is you.
Lord.
You're up.
Praise the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of heaven, for his mercy endures forever. I'm giving thanks unto the Lord for his mercy this morning. I'm praising God for answered prayer. I'm praising God for everything. That's That's the best I can do. Mm. I'm praising God for everything. When I just look around, right now looked out to the east, and there is the sun rising. The sun is rising up in the east. It's just beautiful, a beautiful sunrise out there. It's glorious. I'm giving praise to God that He created. He created all that. He created it. I'm grateful. I'm giving thanks and praise. I praise God. I praise God for His awesome work, for His creation. I praise God that I am aware and conscious of His creation. As I travel about, as I'm just looking at the foliage, the change of the seasons. I just praise him. I have asked for a closer walk with God, closer and closer. I've had while I'm working in getting my house back in order, so to speak. all those albums from our life, my family's life. We've lived in two different places. We lived in Cambridge Plaza. I know I shared that with everybody before. And then we lived in this, and for the past 40 years, we've been in this home that we're in now. But all those photographs and documents that I have found, pictures of me and my sister friend in Atlanta, and we're still friends. All from when we were teenagers, our first job on Columbia Avenue in Scott's House of Beauty. I was coming out of Dobbins, and she was coming out of Bach in South Philadelphia, and here we were, independent women, so we thought at that time, but. Dropped out of my husband's mother's Bible that we had to move, all the stuff that we had to pack up to get the work done that we had to get done. But anyway, just looking back, I've been in this kind of look back, and when you look back, when I've looked back over my life and at different stages that the Lord had, where I was in the Lord at different stages, even to up to the past 7 years of my life, the challenges of this time. God is amazing. God is amazing, and so when I say I thank Him for everything. I thank Him for the challenges that I had. By the time that I got to have children, I was worn out from raising children. My adolescence was done with my children, unfortunately, but fortunately, because God still gets the praise for that season of my life. So I'm just praising God, When I've asked for a prayer for a closer walk, and when I've cried out to God for a closer walk, I've even gone through notes. I have notes all over the place of different things that have occurred or different ministers who have been teaching that I've run into. And God just gives me discernment. He weeds out all the junk, you know. When I have the control in my hand, my escape routes have been whodunit, the CSI CSI Hawaii, all that stuff, the whodunit, figuring stuff out, because my brain functions strategically. The whodunit, the figuring stuff out. But more and more, that control, when I'm speaking, I'm seeking out, you know, and there's a lot of teaching and a lot of prophesying and a lot of preaching that's going on. There is a lot. But when I run the channel, God directs me. He directs me to some powerful things. On Monday, and when my daily devotions, I know I've shared this before. My daily devotions, Pastor, you can tell me to, you can shut me down if you have other people waiting, needing to speak. But I just have, you always have so much to say about the glory of God and to lift him up and praise him. But my my daily devotions is organized in the this book that I have in an Old Testament, a New Testament, a Psalm, and a Proverb. And on Monday, when Pastor spoke about only what you do for Christ will last, and talked about the scoffers among us, and that we should, as we wait for the coming of Christ, that we cannot be distracted. And she came from 2 Peter 3:1-18, and can you believe that was the exact same scripture that was in my devotional? It was like, wow, this is. But God is a God of synchronization. that word from that day was what needed to be in my soul. It was in the word, and it was explained. It was taught to me on that day, even though I had it in my devotion. The pastor brought it forth and with power and in her teaching. So yeah, that I praise God for that, and I praise God for how he's bringing my eyes, my ears, my spirit is open and receptive, and he's guiding me to these significant, really important teachings that I need to the teaching on the Holy Spirit, and the work of the Holy Spirit. I'm just giving thanks and praise to God this morning. I just had to share that I am just praising God, praising him for his mercy, praising him for his direction, praising him for his guidance, praising him for discernment to just shut down those things to be sensitive and uncomfortable with those things and those people and places that are not of him. Time is too short. Where, like I said, I've moved things around and all these albums that I had. When I've gone through the albums, the music that we listen to, they're still here because my children said, "Oh no, don't, my son is in Texas, and he's saying, "No, don't sell the albums, don't give them away, don't." You know, so I had to go through all those albums and little stuff that dropped out of the albums. A picture was stuck in, or something was. Look back over my life, and I just give thanks and praise to God for my life and for this disruption that I've had with my home and having to look at all this stuff packed up and sitting around for all these months, and then to come to, it's like I can breathe. The clutter is gone. Hallelujah. And God has full access to my mind and to my spirit at this time. And I give thanks. I praise God for that. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you. Thank you, saints, for hearing me this morning.
Amen. Amen. What a beautiful testimony. Amen. Praise. And you wrapped it up. Amen. So beautiful. Amen. That God has full access to my heart, to my mind. But I got a boy, that's wonderful. Well, I think I hear a message in that. Amen. Full access. Amen. That's beautiful. Thank you for sharing, Sister Priscilla. Amen. We love you. We appreciate you. Have a glorious day.
Thank you.
Amen and amen. All right, all right. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endureth forever. The floor is open for your praise, for your testimony.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, my sister.
Good morning. There's a praise on the inside that I can't keep to myself. I holler soaring up from the depths of my soul. So excuse me if I seem a little giddy, maybe even strange. Praise is the way I say thanks. We got to praise him. I don't want to miss the opportunity to praise him. Not one opportunity. It might seem like I'm on the line a lot, but I'm not going to miss a chance to give God some praise because he's done so much for me and my family. Even through some things that I didn't think I was going to make it through, he carried me. He blessed me. He's keeping me. And he's training me to do the things he wants me to do. And I thank him. And I just want to let everybody know that if you got a mouth, open up and give him that testimony. Because there's a blessing in testifying and letting other people know what the Lord is doing in your life. It's a blessing. And we need all the blessings we can get at this time. Because you never know if this might be the last time you get to praise him. God is good all the time. Have a great day. Peace and grace.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Thank you for sharing. I agree. You said not one opportunity passed you by. Amen. And you don't know when you're going to get the last. Amen. And we already calculated that if you're 50 years old, your heart has beat on an average of 2.5 billion times. And you don't know when that last heartbeat's going to pop. I just sat here, glory be, and calculated mine. Amen. My heartbeat at my age has beat over 2.7 billion times. And we don't know when that last heartbeat is going to be. But it's going to be a last beat. Oh, the last beat. Oh, that's a good eulogy. The last beat. Amen. Says, come on. Amen. Hallelujah. Continue to give God the praise. Thank you, Sister Joanne. Amen. We bless be the name of the Lord. All right. All right. I don't see anybody else in queue. We want to thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. For the testimonies that have gone forth, the praise, beloved, praise is what we do. Amen. When we can just live in an attitude of gratitude, amen, glory be to God, tell the Lord thank you. Oh, hallelujah. It's bad, but it could have been worse. Oh, glory be to God. Lord, we say thank you. Sister Priscilla said, in all things, I'm hurting, but I give you praise. Amen. Glory be. I don't understand, but I give you praise. Hallelujah. I haven't made it yet, but I give you praise. Oh, glory be to God. Praise is what we do. Oh, glory be to the living God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To God be praised. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just saw another hand pop up. We're going to take this one before the benediction. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Praise is what we do. Amen. Hallelujah. The floor is open to you for your praise, for your testimony. Hallelujah. Okay, maybe people are hitting the, maybe something's wrong with the system today. Okay, I thought
the
couple
hanging. Praise the Lord, Pastor. Yes.
All right, good morning. Good morning.
I had it on. I had it on mute. I give praise to Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Thank God for you, Dr. Pastor Bradford, each and everyone on the line. God, hallelujah, for the praise is going up. But I have to truly give God his praise, glory, and honor. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I give God the praise, the glory, and honor for choosing me. You know, he chose me. I didn't choose him this morning. Hallelujah. When I think of the goodness of God, hallelujah, for my child, hallelujah, being taken to the house of prayer, hallelujah, in Aiken, South Carolina, hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, coming on from Aiken, South Carolina to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thanking God, hallelujah, for a mother that sold out. Hallelujah, hallelujah. She didn't, hallelujah, talk about God on Sunday. Hallelujah, and live like the devil on Monday. Hallelujah, through Saturday. Hallelujah. I give God the praise for mother. Hallelujah. And this is for my family members that, hallelujah, glory to God, that showed us, hallelujah, how it was to serve God, hallelujah. Because it said, train up a child in the way that it should go, hallelujah, because when it get old, hallelujah, some may depart, hallelujah, but they're going to come back, because can nobody do us like Jesus? Can nobody do us like the Lord, hallelujah. And I thank and praise God before marrying, hallelujah, that God reeled me in, hallelujah. And I thank God for that, hallelujah. Showing me, hallelujah, that yes, one day, hallelujah, he will call us by our name, hallelujah. And I remember in 1974, hallelujah, I said, Lord, I don't want death to come to me as a thief and a robber, hallelujah. I wanted to be ready, hallelujah. After witnessing a man being shot down around the corner from my first apartment, hallelujah. And my husband said, no, don't go. He went around. But he told me, don't go. But no, it was for me to go around that corner, hallelujah, because that's the time I looked up and said, Lord, take my hand, hallelujah, lead me and show me the way. I don't want death to come to me as a thief and a robber, because that day, death came to that man as a thief and a robber. And when the shots went off, it shook out the whole area. It shook three times, hallelujah. When I went around, he was laying down with blood running down the street, hallelujah. And that week, hallelujah, my mother said, was a revival going on. And hallelujah, that week I went and I surrendered, hallelujah, all my heart, my body, soul, hallelujah, to God. But hallelujah, the birth takes a moment, hallelujah, but the growth takes a lifetime. And I thank God, hallelujah, that he kept, hallelujah, giving me the hunger and thirst after more of Christ, hallelujah, hallelujah, less of Estelle, hallelujah, Martin, and more of Jesus, hallelujah. That's what the world needs to see, hallelujah, more of Christ and less of us, hallelujah. I don't want to be in the flesh, hallelujah. I'm talking with different ones, hallelujah, and I'm hearing too much, hallelujah. Mm-hmm. But I learn I do all things through Christ, which strengthens me, hallelujah. I do nothing of myself, hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Yes, I want to be here behind the cross, hallelujah, mm-hmm, because he paid the price, hallelujah, for our redemption, hallelujah, hallelujah. And I'm just thanking and praising him for another Wednesday, hallelujah, in the day, hallelujah. It's the first day of December the 1st, hallelujah, Wednesday, December the 1st, 2021. And I still want to give God his just due, hallelujah, and hallelujah. It's the highest praise, my soul, my soul, my soul, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yeah, thank you, God, for saving me, for delivering me from myself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When I think back and think all over my life, I am satisfied with Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It was one young lady, hallelujah, that God used and brilled me in as well. She said one day, she said, you know, if God don't do nothing else for me, he's done it all. And at that time, I couldn't receive that because I wanted more. It was so much more I wanted. But now, hallelujah, the years rolled on, I see that, hallelujah, Jesus is the best thing that's ever happened to me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Not just to me, but to me, my family and friends. And I'm just giving the glory to God to be a light in this dark time. Amen. Amen. God bless everyone. Amen.
God.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Elder. Amen, Martin. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to me. Amen. Hallelujah. You also, amen, as you was testifying, amen, hallelujah, that song dropped in my spirit. One day, hallelujah, one day, we're going where Jesus is. One day, one day, we're going where Jesus is. One day, we're going where Jesus is. We'll be caught up to meet him in the air. We'll be caught up to meet him, caught up to meet him by and by. In the sky, peace and glory, we gon' tell the story. We'll be caught up to meet him in the air. Father God, we thank you for all the beautiful testimonies and praise reports that have gone up today, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. We bless you, Father God, for the opportunity to testify. We are not ashamed to testify. We testify because you told us to do it. We testify because we are excited about doing so. We are just so grateful, Father God. Hallelujah to you for absolutely everything, Father God. Hallelujah. Everything. Thank you, Father God, that our heart has not skipped a beat and is still beating, Father God. Over 2 billion beats, Father God. Thank you for bringing that, Father God, to our understanding today, that we have so much to be grateful for. If our heart wasn't beating, it wouldn't even make a difference. Thank you, Father God. Father God, as we move forward today, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, help us, God, not to be in the wrong place at the right time. God, we're looking all around us. We're going forward in faith. Father God, we never know when somebody's going to step into the drugstore and shoot everybody up. We never know when somebody wants to step into the supermarket and just shoot everybody up. Father God, we don't know. We cancel it. Father God, in the name of Jesus, anybody thinking that way? And Father God, we pray right now, Father God, that we will not be in the right place at the wrong time today if something goes down. But not only do we pray for ourselves, we pray for our children, we pray for our family, we pray for our neighbors, and we pray for the world at large, Father God, in Jesus' name. Father, we ask you to cancel every spirit of accident, incident, calamity, bad news, tears, and sorrow, Father God, in Jesus' name. And we thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ that covers us, Father God, as we come and as we go. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for these testimonies. They will not be stolen. The praise will not be stolen. The joy will not be stolen, Father God. But we're going to stand and keep on standing and keep on opening our mouths, for you say, let everything and everybody that have breath praise the Lord. So this is what we do. Thank you, God. Meet us back, Father God, at 12 o'clock for the 12 o'clock prayer altar, and tonight at 8 o'clock for our Wednesday night Bible study. Father God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Father, we turn our place down to 12 o'clock noon today. Amen. For everybody who can, as we pray for gun violence and bloodshed, Father God, we are fasting, Father God, that it can be a stop to this madness, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we say thank you. We love you. Hallelujah. We bind every spirit of retaliation in the name of Jesus, and we seal this prayer by the word, by the blood, and the spirit. Glory be to God in Jesus' name. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. And the Lord bless you and keep you and make his face to shine on you and be gracious to you. And the Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. Amen. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled in Jesus Christ. He is the King of Kings and Jesus Christ. He is the Lord of Lords. Love you, love you, love you, love you, love you. Walk in the blessing, saints, because the blessing manifestation is here. Amen. Why? Because Jesus is here. Amen. Love you. Amen. Pastor Alfreda. Amen. Signing out. Amen. Amen.
Clapping is good, but you got to get the word out. Get the word out. It's the word. It's the word. Yeah.